Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be on until 6:30 tonight. Let's go to our talking text line. Let's go to Long Showman hanging on, Bob. Long Showman, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
What's up, Bobby and Mike? Man, thank y'all for taking my call. How you doing, fellas?
All right, Long Showman, you had to be pleased with that game yesterday, huh?
Yeah, Bobby, look, any little glimmer of hope, and, you know, I mean, a win is a damn good glimmer of hope, because we needed that, just like Mike said this morning, man, we were thirsty and we needed a damn drink.
And, right.
and you got it. And what I like to see is the grit on that type of field. You know, everything's wet, the ball's wet, the grass is wet, you cleats are, you know, but they kept pounding the ball, which I liked. I thought the running game looked okay.
Solid yesterday. Well,
you look at the running game. Glad you said it. We averaged 4.3 yards a carry. The ball 32 times, and the quarterback runs do count. I was very encouraged by that. Yet to be encouraged too about the how about Devin Neal, the young running back, his first career touchdown. He was running hard. He knows his assignment. I mean, look, he finished with 70 yards, a touchdown on 19 carries. He had that big 14-yard catch to convert on that third down on that final Saints touchdown drive. No, that's what you need. Young players like that. Yeah. Okay, had opportunity, step up. Alvin Kamara, no, he's dealing with it. Alvin Kamara's not our future. Players like Devin Neal and all that, you need a lot of young cats stepping up and helping the team.
The other thing, too, them being having Devon Vili more involved in their
Without
offense
a doubt.
The last 2 weeks. And you see that there's a little bit of a bond starting to take place now between Valey and Shuck.
Well, he was tied, and it should be like this. If he don't have the most targets every game, he should have as much as Chris Olave. They both had five targets and three catches. Yeah, I mean
what the hell's going on with Olave, though? I mean, what is that one busted play? I mean, it looked like Shuck knew where he was going with that ball. And it,
I don't know,
the go route or whatever. But then he turns and stops his route. Like, what in the heck was he thinking, Bobby?
Yeah, I don't know. It could be like a back shoulder when you take it off like a go route and how Olave stopped. No, miscommunication. But, again, I tend to take up for the quarterback. So, I mean, you go one-on-one and you throw that ball down.
We can kind of understand that, huh, Mike?
Yeah, just a little bit. Just a little.
Well, I just say most of the time, that's the quarterback's calling the play. You think Shuck forgot what to do? Come on. He's the quarterback.
Yeah. The only other one I saw that kind of disturbed me a little bit, I thought that that Shuck should have checked that ball down to Taysom Hill, where he might not have got but a yard
yes,
or two.
He wouldn't have got sacked.
Check that down. You wouldn't have took a sack. Don't take a sack. He's right there, open. Throw, give him the ball, put it in the playmaker's hand, and let him see if he can make a play. I thought that was kind of a boo-boo.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point, Longshoreman. Yeah, if you're going to nitpick and you break it down, like he got sacked three times. You're going to get sacked. To me, a quarterback should never get sacked unless, like, the guard in the gay gap between the guard and the center.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have no time. It's
not
like
they
whiff. No, you got to know where your options are, where you can dump the ball. And Deuce mentioned that on the telecast, that on the broadcast, that right then, you know, you're trying to push the ball down the field. But last thing, you have to know where your outlets are. You got to have that clock in your head. And he's going to get better at that because he has pretty good pocket presence. But I thought he could have avoided those three sacks. I was kind of shocked that Baker Mayfield, we didn't sack him. Now, he's very mobile, but I thought...
But they got pressure on him.
I thought
they did get pressure on him yesterday.
Yeah.
And you could tell by the way he was throwing it. Baker normally wants to set his feet and throw it. Yesterday, it was almost a hippity hop. When he was throwing it, he was either up on his tippy toes or it was almost like a hippity hop before he makes the throw.
Yeah,
the Saints got interior pressure on Baker Mayfield yesterday.
Well, if you look at Baker Mayfield, had a passer rating of 55. That was the second worst single-game mark he took since he's been the Buccaneers' starting quarterback. So he ain't done nothing against the Saints. Yeah, I'm just talking about this year. Even when they won, look, in the first game he passed for 152 yards. Yesterday he had 122. Total of the first game they had 212. Yesterday he had 301. They ran the ball a little better than I would have liked. You know, they had 179 yards rushing. We gave up 4.6. But I still think, you know, should get a lot of recognition. That's definitely the right hire by Kellen Moore is Brandon Staley. We got the right defensive coordinator. Now, if they drive and get the right players he want, I'm not. Like we say, like Vic Fangio, not necessarily a head coach. I think Brandon Staley is outstanding as a defensive coordinator.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'd love to get another edge rusher because I think, you know, in that style defense, to put pressure, and you know what Chase Young is going to give you on one side, but to have a guy on the other side, I think...
Because Cam's up in age.
Yeah, Cam's getting up in age. I thought Granderson had a good game yesterday.
Carl played awesome. Carl Granderson, 5 tackles. He had those 2 tackles for loss. What you don't normally see, Longshoreman and Mike, is what was...
What was Tampa's thinking on that fourth down? Play?
No, Mike.
Almost like Grandison was in the huddle.
What was Todd Bowles doing?
It didn't look like he was in the huddle.
I mean, that shows you that they didn't respect the Saints. When you go for seven fourth downs and at midfield, you look at the field position, that's how we won the game. The Buccaneers were only
three of 13
on third down, 2 of 7 on fourth down. So when you break that all down, they were 5 of 20 on third and fourth down, 25%. That is winning football. And you know what was critical?
That's kick-ass by your defense.
Exactly. And you know what was critical? We did not lose the turnover margin. Because the Tampa Bay
– They were plus nine going into the season.
They were second in the NFL. We were minus five. And you remember, we were minus one, but then we got the interception, Alante Taylor, so we ended up zero. Now, we're still minus one, minus five for the season. But that was critical, I think, because that's why the first game we lost to Tampa Bay. I'm going to say off the top of my head, where we were minus three, minus two?
Minus three. You had four, but then you picked one.
That little bitty thing was critical. But I think what Brandon Staley's doing with the defense, outstanding. And, Carl Granderson,
And with a really young secondary. Think about Quincy Riley, and then you got Jonas Sanker.
Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid McKinstry in his second year. Alante, he's kind of the old man in the group. He's in year three?
Well, I was ready to give Alante Taylor the business.
I thought about you, Bob.
Then he came up with the interception. Because if you're the alpha in that secondary, you got to be a dog. Look, if you watched that game last night between the Texans and the Chiefs, how many dogs the Texans got in the secondary? You want to talk about their defense being number one?
Jalen Petrie, he put it to the receiver trying to make a catch.
And how about LSU at corner?
Stingley. When he was healthy, he played at another level than most corners you could see.
I'm telling you, the Texans, we all brag about Sean Payton and the Broncos defense. The Texans are right there with them.
And, the crazy thing about the Texans, their offensive line is really bad. So C.J. Stroud is getting beat up. But Coach Rod sent me this yesterday. He said, the Packers got 18 SEC players on their team. I said, who else got 18? The Houston Texans. Man, they got some SEC dudes on that team. Think about the new Hunters on that team, along with Stingley. Man, they got a ton of guys from the Southeast Conference.
And they got those edge rushes. How they coming?
I just wish they could protect CJ better.
Well, D'Amico Ryan, they got a defensive head coach running that 49ers system. And D'Amico Ryan was an outstanding player. So, the Texans, I don't know what the odds are. That might be a good bet to place right now.
Man, you think about...
I think it's wide open in the AFC.
A lot of people haven't talked about them. Jacksonville.
Yes.
And because, with Daniel Jones going down, that Riley kid from Notre Dame, he's not going to cut it.
No. I don't think so.
And then you've got with Anthony Richardson.
Anthony Richardson, he's on IR, so he's hurt.
You can forget about
it. It'll be interesting to see. He's supposed to be a stud, the Prince at Jacksonville. Can
he get you over the hump in year one with a head coach with Liam Cohen?
Yeah, can the beautiful quarterback get it done for Jacksonville?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.